Maseches Damai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid, 6-4. This Mishnah follows on the heels of the previous. It's the same setup, except the roles are reversed. Here in Mishnah Dalid, it's a non-Kohen, non-Levi, who's the worker, and he's acting as an Aris, a sharecropper, in a field that's owned by a Kohen or a Levi. And the question is, again, who should get the Trumas of Maestros as appropriate? So the Mishnah says, Yisrael, if you have a non-Kohen, non-Levi, Shekibel Mekohen Umelevi, who accepts upon himself to work as a aris, a sharecropper, in a field that's owned by a Kohen, or that's owned by a Levi, HaMaisrus Labailim. Unlike the previous case, here everyone agrees that the Trumas of Maestros would go to the owner as appropriate. So if the owner is a Levi, all the Maestros, even the Maestros that are separated from the Yisrael sharecropper's portion, goes back to the landowning Levi. Why would that be the case? Because as I said in the previous Mishnah, the issue is one of who has a kin in the ownership, a legal demand on the land. And here the owner of the land, he's the owner, has possession of the land, therefore by rights the tithes should come, he should be able to say, and there's no reason why in the world he would cede those rights to the worker, and therefore he has the rights and retains them. That being the case, again the Mishnah says, Yisrael should keep him a Kohen and a Levi. If a non-Kohen, non-Levi worker, sharecropper, works in a land that's owned by a Kohen or a Levi, a Maestros Labailim, the Truma or Maestros will go to the owner. Now, new paragraph. One more case here. The question now is becoming not Trumas of Maestros, but Maestros Sheni. We will call Maestros Sheni is that second tithe that's taken in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, and the food is taken to Jerusalem and eaten there, or it could be redeemed into coins. The question is, if you have a setup where the landowner is a Jerusalemite, he lives in Yerushalayim, and the worker, the sharecropper, is a non-Jerusalem resident, he works in the field somewhere and lives in the field somewhere, would he, the worker, automatically have to give the Maestros Sheni back to the landowner who lives in Jerusalem? I mean, do we assume automatically that he wouldn't want to schlep the food up there, and therefore it's in everyone's interest, and that the Yerushalmi Jerusalem resident should get the Maestros Sheni? And therefore the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yishmol Omer, according to Rabbi Yishmol, Hakartani, literally means like a villager, but here we mean a non-Jerusalem resident, Shiki Bel Sada Miyushalmi, who is working as an aris, a sharecropper, in a field that's owned by a Jerusalem resident, Maser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yishmol, the worker, who's non-Yerushalayim resident, must give his portion of Maser Sheni to the owner of the land, who is a Jerusalem resident, the thinking being, since the owner lives in Yerushalayim and the worker doesn't, it just makes sense. He wouldn't want to bring it, he would be happy to get it, and therefore it's an obvious shidduch, it's no question. However, the Chum say no. Yachlu akartani la'alos v'le'echol b'Yerushalayim. The Chum says no reason in the world why the worker, the sharecropper, he doesn't live in Jerusalem, but he can go there from time to time, and Chazal, the Torah, wants him to go there from time to time. So when he goes, he'll bring the stuff, that's Maestros Sheni, and eat it there, and that will be as the Torah sort of wants it to be. No reason why not. And indeed, that's the halacha. The halacha follows the chachamim, that if the worker is a non-Jerusalem resident, he still keeps, and his landowner is a Jerusalem resident, doesn't matter, the worker keeps his Maestros Sheni and takes it to eat in Jerusalem when he sees fit, according to the halacha.